The United States, as a nation built on the principles of democracy and equality, faces an increasingly alarming situation of accelerated imbalance between the very rich and the poor. This growing disparity can be attributed to several intertwined factors that influence the government, namely truthiness, corruption, corporate greed, and religious right-wing politics. These factors not only erode the foundations of a just and equitable society, but also hinder the progress towards a more inclusive and prosperous nation. One of the significant challenges facing the United States is the erosion of truthfulness in political discourse. Truthiness, a term popularized by comedian Stephen Colbert, refers to the acceptance or dissemination of information based on gut feelings or personal beliefs, rather than objective facts. In an era of fake news, misinformation, and alternative facts, truthiness has become a potent tool used by politicians and interest groups to shape public opinion and gain power. Politicians, driven by self-interest or partisan agendas, often exploit truthiness to manipulate public sentiment. By promoting narratives that resonate with their base, they create an environment where facts become malleable and policy decisions are based on ideological dogmas rather than evidence-based reasoning. This erosion of truth not only undermines public trust in government institutions, but also impedes the implementation of effective policies aimed at addressing income inequality and social mobility. Corruption within the government exacerbates the already skewed power dynamics between the rich and the poor. The intertwining web of corporate influence and political favoritism has created an environment where the wealthy and powerful can exert disproportionate control over policy decisions. Through lobbying, campaign donations, and revolving door politics, corporate interests find avenues to advance their agendas at the expense of the common good. This corruption breeds a system where policies favor the rich, perpetuating a cycle of wealth accumulation among the elite. Tax breaks, deregulation, and loopholes in campaign finance laws disproportionately benefit corporations and wealthy individuals, exacerbating income inequality. As a result, the wealth gap widens, making it increasingly difficult for the less privileged to access opportunities for upward mobility, education, and social welfare. Corporate greed, driven by a profit maximization motive, plays a pivotal role in shaping government policies that further concentrate wealth among the privileged few. Corporations wield significant influence over lawmakers through campaign contributions and the promise of economic growth and job creation. This influence allows corporations to shape legislation and regulations in their favor, often at the expense of workers' rights, environmental protections, and social welfare. In recent years, the consolidation of wealth and power in the hands of a few megacorporations has diminished competition and undermined economic fairness. The erosion of workers' rights, stagnant wages, and job insecurity contribute to the growing inequality between the affluent and the impoverished. Furthermore, the inability of corporations to prioritize social and environmental responsibility exacerbates the detrimental impact on marginalized communities, perpetuating systemic inequalities. Religious right-wing politics, while not inherently detrimental, can contribute to an accelerated imbalance in the United States. When intertwined with political power, religious ideology can be used as a tool to reinforce discriminatory policies, hinder social progress, and protect the interests of the privileged few. Issues such as reproductive rights, LGBTQ+ rights, and social safety nets are often contested on religious grounds, leading to policies that favor particular religious beliefs over individual freedoms and equality.